Welcome to the Single to Soulmate podcast. My name is Tanya Alberti, and I'm a relationship manifestation expert and spiritual coach. My sole purpose in life is to help you ditch the dating bullshit and finally call in your sacred union. So if you are ready to be done, and I mean really done, like you are over it, you are done having your heart broken time after time again, well then, my friend, you have come to the right place. My goal with this podcast is to help you step into the awareness that not only are you a perfect divine soul, fully worthy of your heart's desires, but that you 100% create your own reality. And yes, you absolutely can manifest a one-of-a-kind love. Think of our weekly time together as your go-to for tools, spiritual growth, relationship advice, and manifesting magic. I'm here to give you the tips, the strategies, the insight, and the teachings that you need in order to truly embrace your worth and manifest that mind-blowing connection with that guy or girl of your dreams. Your perfect person is out there waiting for you, I promise. Thank you so much for listening in, and let's get started. Hello, my beautiful souls. Welcome back. We are continuing on this conversation about star seeds and children coming into the earth. And this is a really important topic. And the reason why we're having these conversations is because we are moving through the Great Awakening, and we are in the process of ascension. And although I know we usually talk about relationships, manifesting your soulmate, all things spirituality and soul growth, I felt it was really necessary to carry on this conversation. This is gonna be a three-part series, and maybe even four parts, but this is really relevant, believe it or not, to relationships. And it may not seem like it in the moment, but star seeds, star children are really coming onto this planet for the purpose of elevating the vibration and for helping us ascend to the new earth. And this is happening right now. So when you are in relationship with a partner and you have a child who is a star seed, they're going to be extremely different from any other kid you have. So this can affect your relationship. It can impact your relationship and the harmony in the family because they are so uniquely different. So this is part of the reason why we wanted to talk about this. It has to do not only with understanding where we're going with the ascension process and the awakening process for the planet, but also to help you as parents and in that relationship to your partner, your spouse, and understanding how to parent these kids. So this is something I really wanted to bring forward. And again, like I said, this is just a three or four part series, and then we'll be right back to talking about relationships again and manifestation. But like I said, this is very much a part of it. So because this is such a pertinent topic, and being a star seed is entirely different when it comes to the type of child you have. So we are going to talk today about soul contracts and why these children are choosing to be born into your family. And if it's you that has a starseed kid or somebody you know, I guarantee you as we move forward over the next couple of years, more and more people are going to have starseed children in their family. And these kids are meant to really help evolve the race, help us move forward. And they're going to be highly intelligent. They're going to have a lot of skills. They will have a lot of compassion and empathy and even a lot of psychic ability, as well as being here to really help us shift the consciousness on the planet. So knowing that, I thought it was important to talk about soul contracts and why these kids come in, how they come in, what the process is. So I hope you enjoy this conversation. And if you have any questions, feel free to leave it in the comment section or reach out to me. So let's get started.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hey, Tanya. Okay, so everyone, today we want to talk about star children and the pre-birth contract and the soul contract. So This is the topic from last week. We want to talk about how soul of the children will choose mother before they come into your body. So I came across with this topic by the books written by a gynecologist, and a gynecologist came across mothers started telling them their kids, their small kids, like 3 to 5 years old, the kids are saying like, "Oh, mommy, mommy, I found you from heaven and I picked you," that kind of thing. So this person started to put a testimonial from mothers, and then I kind of read it and I thought, "Wow, this is so interesting." Then some of the YouTube channel, they started to I guess making the topic about kids remember about their pre-birth. So I myself already having the contact from my girls. I will have twins, but the older sister is already talking to me because we have a contract. And yeah, so that's kind of an interesting topic. So me and Tanya wanted to talk about it. And when we read the soul contract, there is a contract you make with a soul to accept that soul into your body, into your family, and then you have a lot of like exchange deals, you know, that kind of thing. So we wanted to cover on this topic.
Yeah, and it's always something that I think is super fun to talk about, because part of, I know, Erica, you do this as well, but part of what we do with our clients is regression work. I do hypnosis regression, BQH regression, and it's fun to go back and talk to the past lives, talk to the higher self, and to go in between lives and get a sense from the soul to speak to your actual higher self and soul, and to say, "Hey, you know, what's going on with the whole contract thing? What's going on with the kids? And how are all the contracts coming to, you know, fruition in this lifetime? And what's up? What's going on?" Because, you know, inquiring minds want to know. Because me, I'm very much tell me all the details, right? I want to know ahead of time as much as I can, as much as is allowed, I should say. But yeah, pre-birth contracts, soul contracts. These are all part of things that are all done ahead of time before we ever get here. Before we ever get here. And when it comes to star seeds and star kids, star children, star seeds, it's all arranged ahead of time. And I know it sounds crazy, and I know it's hard to grasp, because, you know, when we look at life on this planet, we are stuck in time, right? We experience time, and we experience it linearly. Well, time doesn't exist outside of this dimension. Time's really an illusion. And if you go outside into the astral realm, you're in the realm of space. And so space is like, you just go anywhere anytime you want, and it's like a snap of a finger and you're there. You just think and you're there, right? And it's more about space. And it's just, it's interesting, because it's so hard for us to conceptualize this, that we actually have a plan. There's a plan before we ever got here to have certain beings come with us. So whether they are our children, or children of family members, or children of friends that we know, there are kids coming on to the planet today who are here specifically to anchor in light and to help raise the frequency and vibration of the planet, to help with the ascension. And we are in very, very exciting times on the earth in this third dimension right now. It's very exciting. It's going to get a little crazy, but it's very exciting, because although, yes, the shadow is going to come up, and you know, that that shadow that's all lurking underneath the surface, all the crap, all the trauma, all the stuff that's in humanity has to come to the surface to be healed. It's going to get ugly, but it has to come up. However, That is why we have so many star seeds incarnated on this planet. There has never been a time in the whole history of the billions of years this planet's been in existence that star seeds have been incarnating on this planet as in now, because the time is now for the ascension, because the earth has shifted. And we touched on this last week, Eric and I did. The earth has shifted from third density consciousness to fourth density consciousness. And that happened in back in 2012. So with the prophecies of the Mayans and with the Great Conjunction and all of that stuff, Earth actually transitioned and moved to the consciousness state of fourth density. Now, this is not dimensions. Densities and dimensions are different. But this is how the consciousness levels of densities were explained based on the teachings from Ra in the Law of One material. So if you're reading this, you're hearing this after the fact and you're confused, you don't know what the hell I'm talking about, reference the Law of One. Just go look up the Law of One and you'll see what I'm talking about. So consciousness densities go through gradations. And this is how Ra explained it. Now, Ra is a collective consciousness of beings that used to be on Venus that came to the Egyptians. And that's the Ra, God of Egypt, is this collective consciousness that the Egyptians, they tried to help the Egyptians, but the Egyptians like didn't get it. So they tried. So they came back later and channeled this work through other people to get the message corrected. So that's where this information came from. And the consciousness states, this collective consciousness has been around way before humans and billions of years before us. And they've already evolved and they have already moved through into fourth density consciousness. And I believe, I don't know if they're fifth density. I think they're still fourth. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But anyway, the point being that they're ahead of us. So they came back and shared this information to teach us that, hey, we are moving through states of consciousness as humanity, as a planetary system, as this third dimension. So humanity collectively, human beings are moving into a higher state of frequency and vibration. That is what ascension is. And I have to give the backstory because I have to explain it, because a lot of people don't always necessarily understand when you say ascension. I don't want to assume that everyone knows what you're talking about. So hence the long backstory. But ascension is the process of us moving from third density to fourth density. So you'll hear a lot of people talk about 3D to 5D. Those are dimensions. So a third dimension, which is where we're in right now, to fifth dimension. Fifth dimensional consciousness is like fourth density consciousness. I know it sounds crazy with the numbers, but it's like Christ consciousness. When you think about the return of Christ, when people talk about in religion, the return of Christ, Christ consciousness is heart-centered living. It's living from the fourth heart chakra. It's service to others. And that giving of love and service and that beingness and that awareness and that conscious state is where we're moving to. So in order to get there, we have a lot of low vibrational crap on the planet now that's been here for a very long time. So star beings, star children, are all coming to incarnate into the planet to essentially help raise the frequency and vibration. Because the higher the frequency and vibration, the more people we can pull along the ride and raise them up to that fourth density consciousness state. Because it's like, think of it as like moving up the kundalini. You start in the root and we're moving up to the heart chakra. And that's exactly what we're doing with consciousness. We are moving up to that love, unity state of consciousness, the Christ consciousness. And star seeds are children of origin outside of Earth. So people who were not souls originally born on Earth. So when your soul was formed by the great creator, if you were not born on Earth as your first incarnation, like your first experience as a soul, first new soul on Earth, you were born on another planet, another galaxy, another dimension, and you're here now as a human being, you're probably a starseed, right? That's the difference. So a starseed is somebody who has an extra dimensional life, was born on another planet as their first incarnation, has experienced another lifetimes, and has chosen perhaps probably higher dimensional consciousness, higher dimensional existence, has chosen to come and incarnate in human form to be on the planet at this time to help with the ascension. So what does that mean for us? We have star kids. We have soul contracts. We have these things in place that are arranged so that we can now step into our mission and purpose and help elevate the consciousness of the planet. And not everyone is awake yet, but we are going through the Great Awakening. That's what's happening right now, the Great Awakening. More and more people are waking up. The more and more star seeds that incarnate, the higher the frequency gets, the more and more people are waking up. And that's the beautiful thing and why it's a beautiful time to be here. So I'm going to stop talking, Erica, so you can start, but I wanted to give the backstory. And I know we talked a lot about this last week, but I wanted to give the backstory so everybody was on the same page before we started talking about soul contracts.
Yeah, so awakening doesn't mean you become politically awakened or become woke. We are talking about spiritually awakened, that you understand we are the one having Christ consciousness, having unconditional love in our heart, and we start living in heart-centered. That's the awakening. So after a few years ago, a lot of star children are often choose to born among star seeds, because it's going to be easier for them to grow up, you know, when parents are a lot more open to unique, special kids. But my daughter is telling me she's angelic. Her sister is galactic. So even though they're going to born as twins, you know, their soul origins are different. But she was explaining to me, because we are having ascension, and then people's frequencies are getting higher and higher, even among people who are not awakened yet. So a lot of starseed children can choose to born among the parents who are not awakened yet. And there's a certain contract, soul contract they'll make among each other. Means that contract is made through in the soul level. So their higher selves and the kids will make the soul contract. You know, usually typical contract is, okay, I'll born into this family and I'll help you to awaken. Hold on. My daughter is talking to me right now. Yeah, she's saying about 40% of parents who are chosen to have this role, because even though they don't choose to do any kind of spiritual activity, you know, like doing meditation or doing yoga or whatever, you know, they might be so much into living in 3D kind of living, following their career, try to go up the corporate ladder, whatever, you know, that kind of thing they're doing, but deep within their soul, they want to be awakened without going through a lot of spiritual awakening activities. And then having those kids welcoming in their household, because of the frequency the babies having, the star children babies are having, parents will be awakened. Not right away, gradually. Because especially when the time of pregnancy, when mom and the baby is spending time for 9 months, her frequency gradually will change. So by being together with this baby, you know, within her body and after she gives a birth, this baby will give energetic influence within the family. And then often they'll choose the family which is not happy-go-lucky, you know. Older generation of starseed in millennials and then other generations, people do choose the darkest place on earth, you know, the family need a lot of help, dysfunctional kind of family. So it's the same kind of the concept, but they'll choose, they still continue to choose that family so they can give more light into particular part of the family structure. So usually exchange deal is, okay, you give me my body, so the soul need a body to born into, and then I'll help you to awaken. So that's a basic contract. But nowadays, a lot of parents' generation started to spiritually awaken, you know. And we do have a lot of stages when we are awake, we have awakening. From first time of awakening, we're going to awaken more and more. Like there is a stage. It's not like once we have a spiritually awakened, that's it. You know, we go into depth. You know, it's kind of rabbit hole. So when we go through that, and then we are welcoming the children, you know, me and Tonya's case, you know, I haven't welcomed my kids yet. I'm not married, you know, I don't have kids yet, but I know I'm going to have one because that's why my daughter is talking to me. But anyhow, when we are welcoming the children and then we go through the journey with the kids, even though we are awakened, our kids will take us to, what's gonna call it, really, really surprising experiencing, because those kids are not the same as other kids, non-star seed children, because there is a difference, you know. A lot of kids, they are having gifts, which is not usually regular kids are having. Let's say these kids are extremely intelligent, so they learn how to speak much faster than other children. They might be really good at doing math, or they do have a memory from past life, or they do have a telepathic gift, or they do have intuitive gift like right away. They can talk to animals. They can talk to unseen beings like fairies or galactics or angels. You know, it's not about they have huge imagination, but they do have those gifts. So when we encounter that kind of behavior as a parent, that's not something we are so used to. You know, when you look at how to raise a children book or whatever, I'm pretty sure when you're going to be the first parent, you're going to get the book and the stuff to learn, like, okay, what to expect, what's not expect. But these kids are not going to be the same as what is written in the book. They may not sleep as much as how they should be sleeping. You know, it's going to be so much different from regular kids. So the journey as a parent is going to be so much surprise and I guess excitement as well. So the soul contract with starseed parents and the starseed kids will be very gifted contract too, but these are often made among soul group, so they do know each other. They do know each other, so it's not like some stranger is gonna decide to make a contract with you. They are within your soul group, so because you are soul family, you decided to help your soul family member to welcome into Earth. So you'll provide the safe, nurturing environment for them to express who they are in, I guess, easier environment compared to parents who are not the starseed.
Yeah, and actually, sorry, I took a pause there for a second. I'm taking a sip of water. I was actually having a back conversation. For those of you who don't know, I am a channel. And I'm also a medium, but I am a channel. Oh, my dogs are barking. Sorry. I apologize. when I try to go inside. I'm a channel, and I have actually been connected with a group of Syrians who are here, who are overseeing one of my own family members that are is a starseed. Like their mission, there's eight of them, their little group of them, that their sole mission is just to oversee this one little child. So there are many, many, like if you were to look around the earth interdimensionally, it would look like a parking lot. Like there are many extraterrestrial beings that are around the planet right now assisting with the ascension. And there are many, 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 many. And the ones I'm in connection with are Syrian, and they are fifth dimensional. And they are here, and they channel through me and talk to me. And part of my job is to take care, is to help take care of this child in my family. But she is a starseed. And in another incarnation, we were family in Sirius. So that's where our connection is now. But being human, we are here helping to just anchor in light and elevate the vibration. Now, this child is extremely special. Like her parents know it. Like they're like, there's something different about this kid. Right. And we talked about this last week when we were talking about starseeds. But this particular child, I'm not going to say her name to protect her, but my family, just so you know a little bit about me, my family is very fundamentalist, let's just say that, and a little dogmatic. But anything like this would be an absolute foreign concept and probably would freak them out on so many levels. But to that being said, they, one of these days when she gets a little bit older, I'm quite sure part of her mission is to wake up her parents. So we have these contracts, and I know somewhere along the way, like I haven't done my own regression, but somewhere along the way in my pre-birth planning before I came to this planet, part of my mission as one of the volunteers to come here, if you read any Dolores Cannon's work, I was one of the volunteers. I know I am for a fact because I've done regressions with BQH, so I know for a fact that I was. But my light worker mission was to help with the ascension. So I'm here to help with the ascension in several ways. One, my business. Two, with my family. Three, just by speaking and talking to people. Four, by anchoring in light just where I'm at physically. And five, with helping my relative who is a starseed and nurturing and watching over her. So there's a lot of things we do, right? There's all interconnected. And it's not like this holier than thou thing. Like, I don't want people being like, I think starseed gets thrown around a lot. I think people are like, oh, I'm a starseed. It's like a label. Like, oh, let me one up you. I'm a starseed. Oh, I'm special. I don't belong here. I'm not of this earth. That's not it at all. Like, literally, it's not it at all. Most starseeds come into this planet and they're like, where the hell am I? How did I get here? Why am I here? Why don't I feel like I fit in? This sucks. Take me out, right? I don't want to be here anymore. Yeah, that's most starseed's existence. So so I'm here supporting my lovely family member. And the Syrians that I'm in connection with, they're so cool. I love them. I love talking to them because they're so down. It's hilarious because the things that you think about as like human in your perspective and you ask them questions and it's just so funny to hear some of their responses sometimes. So like I was the first time I talked to them, they were like, yeah, you're here and your mission is to protect this child. And I'm like, I was explaining it to someone else and the way I said it, as I was talking to someone else explaining the situation that they were talking to me, I said, yeah, I felt like my brain was hijacked. They just came right in and started talking to me. And I immediately felt a sense of like being offended. Like they were offended that I said that they hijacked my brain. Like I felt that from them. It was so funny. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to offend you. I didn't mean to upset you. But I'm like, it's like real people, right? It's not like spiritual beings on extra-dimensional planets. Like we're talking to real people. These are real beings. They exist. They are here. They are around us. They are in our atmosphere. They are here helping us with the ascension. This is real. This is not a fantasy. It's not a fairy tale. It's not something in a book. It's not a prophecy coming down the road. It is happening now. The Great Awakening is happening now. And we are raising our vibration as a planet, as a collective, as a human consciousness to elevate the frequency. So it's exciting. It's fun. It's exciting. But there's a lot of people who are very scared, very afraid, and very confused because they're wrapped up in that third density service to self fear that's out there. But it's just an illusion. It's an illusion. It's all an illusion. And we're here to anchor in and light it up. But as far as contracts go, these are things that you'll find that many people who are having children now are having star children, star seeds, because it's part of the pre-birth agreement. Because never before were there allowed to be, I mean, it wasn't even possible, really. It wasn't even possible. Because you got to think about it. People's souls from other densities of consciousness, who are higher densities of consciousness, from different dimensions, who are more advanced, who are higher in the spiritual evolution, couldn't even incarnate here because of the density of the planet was so low. So the vibration was so low, they couldn't even hold their consciousness here. So now that the Earth is ascending, the Earth has moved into fourth density consciousness. Now fourth density beings can come here. So that's why all the starseeds are coming, and why you'll find more and more children are starseed children to help assist with the evolution. So we are literally moving to a new Earth. It's crazy. It's amazing. It's awesome. But you're going to see some awesome shifts happen in consciousness on the planet. So it's going to get ugly before it gets better. But we are in the midst of it right now, and it's a very exciting time.
Erica, go ahead. And then, you know, I'm going to use as my daughter as an example. Before they come here, she told me, before they come here, they go to school to how to be children, I mean, of Earth. Because she's an angel. She's angelic. Now she's talking to like a toddler. But before, she was talking like such a sophisticated, intelligent being manner. So she was explaining to me, like, even like when we get conceived, you know, that's already planned. You know, a lot of people saying, oh, this wasn't planned and the kids are born. It's planned in the, higher level. There's no mistake in the pregnancy. They're saying that if they didn't want egg and sperm to meet and have like, you know, conception, they'll make sure the stuff like that not gonna happen to you. That's what she told me. So even like one, they're gonna choose the parents, mother usually, they're gonna look at, you know, what kind of person they want their mother to be, which usually is suitable with their mission. They have their soul mission. So they choose their mother, which is like helpful for them to proceed their mission of the soul. And so they try to, it's almost like picking out the house, you know, the house you're looking for, and you have a lot of list and try to pick the house as close as your list, right? So that's the same thing. And then once you pick that, their energetic level, their vibrational level has to be comfortable for them to reside in. Because when mom's vibration is super low, and then the kid's soul vibration is super high, it's very difficult to stay within the womb. My mom actually had the extremely low vibration, so she had like 3 miscarriages. And I was born dead, actually, you know. So when that happens, you know, that's the case. The vibrational difference is so different from each other. So it is very difficult for the soul of the kids gonna stay in the womb, so they cannot born alive a lot of times. Or even they do, they have a lot of birth trauma, and pre-birth trauma, so they have to go through a lot of healings, you know, that happens. But anyhow, so now, because galactic or angelic kingdom, they are studying how it is, the how to match soul and the body. So they are more sophisticated to choose which they said encasing. They use the body as encasing. So which encasing and the soul will match. So they cannot, they don't want to match the body, which is mother, and you know, kid's body gonna be made out of mother's fresh. So what's going to happen is they want to make sure the mother's vibration is comfortable enough for the kid. When it comes to starseed or when it comes to angelic, it has to be high enough for them to reside in. So now Earth is ascending, even people who are not awakened, believe it or not, their vibration is getting higher and higher. People who chose to ascend, you know, there are people who didn't. But most of the people, they did choose to ascend. So believe it or not, even people who are not awakened yet, their vibration is much, much, much higher. So they could choose. But those kids, before they're going to actually born into the body, you know, they put their soul into the fetus body and the stuff like that. What's going to happen is they have to go to their school to learn how to learn human behavior. Because when you are galactic and never be born as a human or on Earth, you're going to have a difficult time. So they'll learn before they are born into, that's God's same as angelic too. So they'll learn how to act like a human being. So even though they'll stand out after they are born as a star children or angelic, you know, children, which is also considered the star children, even though they're not galactic, you know, but they learn how to behave like a human being. So even though they'll stand out, but they're not going to stand out hugely, if that makes sense to you. So my daughter was saying to me, oh yeah, mommy, we're going to learn how to be human. So they actually have to go and learn how to become human in the soul level. They don't have a body, but they learn. And then they have to graduate the school before they come here. I guess it's kind of interesting they all go through that. Depends on how long they're going to go into school. Is depends on how distant being from human they are. I guess my daughter is saying if someone is like angelic, it's very, very far from human compared to galactic. Like a galactic is closer to human than angelic. I guess that's what she's saying. So it takes time for them to go to school and learn and how to adapt what being as a human. Yeah, that's very interesting. So I'm also a channel too. So I do talk with galactics, but lately I'm speaking with my daughter a lot again, because my time is coming, I think. So that's why we are talking constantly, and it's kind of fun. You know, we bond before she's going to come into my body or give a birth to her. So it's going to give me, I guess, strength to go through the birthing process. It's going to scare the hell out of me, but I think I can do it, you know. But anyhow, so kids are going to go through their own development and their own studying before they come here. And then their higher selves, when it comes to angelic, they don't have a higher self. But anyhow, in general, like let's say galactics, they do have a higher selves too. So their higher selves and then mom and dad higher self, they're going to go all congregate in soul level. And they'll decide a contract. So all this soul contract has to be met in order for this soul to born into your body. Everything has to be met. It's not like every single requirement has to match, but most of the things has to match up, especially to help out kids' mission. Because all of those that children or angelic children, they have a mission here. They are not here, they don't come here to have a fun, okay? They're gonna have a human experience, yes, but the biggest thing why they come here is each of them are having huge mission. So no matter who you are, when you are having star children as a parent, we have, I guess, responsibility to encourage them to be who they really are, their authentic selves. Yeah, that's a part of the contract too, you know?
Sorry, I was lost back in Instagram. I was texting while I was talking. I was listening to you. My bad. I apologize. Yeah, no. Oh my gosh, Erica, that's so true. I was 100% thinking about that. I'm like, oh my God. I know my kids are, both my sons are star seeds. They're both Syrian star seeds. Both my children have autism. Both my children are, well, my children are older. So I was not 100%. I was awake. But I wasn't awake as I am now, back when I first gave birth to my children. Now, mind you, this was 23 years ago. My oldest is going to be 23 in May. So my oldest will be 23. My youngest will be 19, both in May. And my birthday's in May. And it's so fascinating because I think about it now because I lost many pregnancies. And we're talking about being a vibrational match to star seeds. Now, I know that I am, like, I never really was like, oh, I'm a starseed. I never really felt that 100%. I knew I was a light worker, but I didn't know, like, my star origins. But then I've been connected with my star family. So now I know that, yes, my original origin was on Sirius. But I never had that like, oh, I long to be in the stars. I'm not here. Because I was, like, one of the OGs, right? I'm older. I'm 52. I was one of the oldie. I'm one of the OG first wave, second wave volunteers, right? If you followed Dolores Cannon's work. So my whole thing wasn't like this new generation up and coming. So I didn't have this whole sense of, oh, I don't belong here. Da, da, da. I was more like, okay, what am I meant to do? What am I meant to do? Like, I know I'm supposed to do something. What am I supposed to do? That was like my big hang up. What am I supposed to do? But, once I really became awake and the veil was completely lifted, then I was like, oh, yeah, I totally get it. Okay, now that I'm here and I see now, but at the time when I had my children, the veil wasn't fully removed. Like I knew I was a soul. I knew all that. I knew source, but I didn't have full complete understanding like I do today is what I'm trying to get at. Anyway, long story short. So both of my children have autism. Both my children are star children. Now, their mission, I also lost four pregnancies. I lost four pregnancies in between my first and my second son. And I know for a fact one of them was a daughter because I've talked to her because I'm a medium in channel. So I've also spoken to her. And I've talked to her. And for the longest time, I couldn't figure out. I'm like, and I know it was a girl. And I'm like, why? Why was I losing these babies? I was in such a state of sorrow, right? I was in such a state of loss and grief, and I didn't understand. And I'm like, it was awful. It was awful, 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 the trauma of it. I was just like, oh my gosh. But now in retrospect, I look back and I'm like, oh, I see. Like, I mean, I've come to understand, right? And since then I've come to understand, of course, you know, we don't pass. We're all eternal. And, you know, we just exist in another dimension. So I get all that now. Back then, I didn't have quite the same awareness that I do now. So, but interestingly enough, both my children have autism, and autism runs in our family. Like, there's a genetic component. Every single one of my siblings' child has autism. So it's interesting to see with the star seeds. And now that I have more children being born in the family, we have three more babies being born. So it's interesting to see what's coming with the star kids, right? Because they are like off the chain. And I'm telling you, like, this, my family member that is a star seed who is 6 years old, I look at her and I'm telling you, this child is like so wise beyond her years. Like, I look in her eyes and I know she's looking right into my soul. Like, she sees me. Like, she sees me and she's so compassionate and so, like, way beyond normal kids stuff. Like, way, way beyond. And it's so amazing to me. Like, I'm literally waiting to watch her teleport herself from room to room. Like, she straight up is, like, amazing. So I can't wait to see what she's going to do with life and how things are going to come. But Yeah, it's just amazing to see that all these kids are being born to help with the ascension. And it's so exciting. And you start to look around and start, you'll give it maybe 5-10 years. Once these kids start growing up a little bit, you are going to see such a huge shift in the consciousness on this planet, because these kids coming in are raising the frequency, they're raising the vibration, they're pulling the consciousness up. So those who are on the edge of awakening, or who are a little bit awakened, are going to be even more awakened, and people are just, the energy is going to be rising, rising, rising. You're going to see dramatic changes happening in the next 10 to 20 years. And it's going to be awesome to watch. It's going to be awesome to watch.
Yeah, and these children going to be the leader of tomorrow. So they'll be more open-minded to include something we never thought about, you know, and abolish something too old that doesn't fit into a new form of the New Earth society. So this is a part of the reason why these kids are starting to born into a majority of human being. Like right now, Generation Alpha, she's saying 40% of kids are starseed among the Generation Alpha. So that's pretty huge amount. But after that, you know, from now on, it's going to be, she's saying 80. Like, it's going to be very interesting, because there are some of the people who passed away. They choose to born into a new earth because they want to experience ascension version of earth. But they didn't want to go through the ascension, the physical ascension. So they kind of recently passed away or stuff like that. So they may have a soul contract, so we'll put part of their soul into our starseed children, so the soul. So it's not like when you're born, you have like one soul. Like you mix with a lot of different particles of the soul and born into one body. So these people who are here before, they may have a contract with galactics, and then put their soul into their soul and mix it into, so they can come back. And they may have a memory of their past life as whoever, your uncle or whoever, and they may be going to remember. That's going to be very interesting.
Very much so. Very much so. But yeah, this is just such an exciting time. I don't really have anything else to add, Erica, unless you do, if you want to start wrapping up the room.
Yeah.
I just am like, I am so excited. I'm so excited. Like literally I'm on the edge. Like it just is so real to me. You know, it's one of those things that's kind of funny, because it's like, you know, you hear stories growing up and you hear, you know, tales of, oh, even in just like religious dogma, oh, Christ's return. And it sounds like a story. Right? It's a story. You're like, oh, it's a parable. It's a story. It's a metaphor. It's a metaphor. No, this is really happening.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so fun, because it's like, it's really happening. And when I have these conversations with the keepers, the Syrians that I'm in connection with, it blows my mind, because I'm like, oh my gosh, this is real. I'm like, this is really happening. I'm like, this is cool as shit. I'm like, it's so fun. And I'm like, I get so excited, and I'm like, oh my God. And I have to tell people, I'm like, this is so awesome. I'm like, do you realize what's happening? And people are like, oh my God, the state of the world. I'm like, no, you don't understand. It's the Great Awakening, and we're here for it. I'm like, put on your freaking 3D glasses, grab your bag of popcorn, and watch the show. This is freaking awesome. This is an amazing time to be here, and we are here for it. It's awesome. I'm excited.
And also, awesome. These kids are not just born among heterosexual couple. They will be born into a gay or lesbian couple too. You know, it's not about, you know, kids are not like, oh, you share the egg or sperm or whatever. You are a gay couple or lesbians, they may have to borrow the other part to create a kid, right? That's my understanding of how to create their own kid, I think. So those stuck children may, no, my daughter is saying will, they will choose gay couple or lesbian couple parents as well. Because in the galactics, they are not really procreating the way as human beings do. You create kids out of the energy. So it's not necessary you have to be up opposite sex to create a new, I guess, form of the baby. So some of the galactics are used to that kind of society as well. So they don't have any kind of a preconceived notion like, oh, parents has to be the opposite sex. They don't care, you know. So regardless of what kind of parent you are, heterosexual parents or same-sex parents, they were born into you if they have a soul contract with you. So this is going to be extremely, really, really exciting time. So, you know, we just have to get ready for it. And then even if you choose to not have a kid, you will meet those star children because your friends' kids are probably those kids. So you will encounter these kids, you know, very soon because it is happening. And then this is really exciting. So we're probably going to have more episode on this, but we wanted to provide a first two episode to give some kind of benchmark or information. So when people are conceiving right now or planning to conceive, you have some kind of information to go to.
Absolutely amazing. Yes, definitely. Because the time is now. We are in the thick of it. We are going through the Great Awakening. This is ascension. It's happening now. And the more you can have knowledge and be prepared and understand what's going on, the easier it'll be for those of you, especially for people who aren't awake or people who maybe are just recently woke up and they're like, what the hell's going on? Right. And so it can be scary or people who maybe are not awake and have children who are like, why is my child like this? So that's why we're here. That's why we got here first, right? People like Erica and myself, to pave the way so that we can be established and ready to support the people that need supported as they come in with questions and concerns and they need advice and understanding and knowledge to how to raise these children. So not just the kids, but for themselves as well as they go through their own awakening process. So it's very exciting. We're happy to be here. We're so glad you're listening. Please, please, please come back. We are going to keep this conversation going. We'll have many more topics coming, and it's been a pleasure today. Erica, do you have anything to say? I am complete, and thank you for having me.
I'm complete too, so thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so very much for listening to today's episode. If you found this conversation to be helpful at all, please make sure you leave a review. Put it in Spotify or iTunes. That way I know that what I'm sharing is helping you and I can continue to keep the good things that you're interested in coming your way. If you aren't already following me on social media, I would love for you to come follow me on Instagram. It's @IAM_TanyaAlberti. I share all kinds of things there daily, from everything from developing your intuition to connecting with your guidance to manifesting tips, how to call in relationships, all of the good things. So give me a follow there. Otherwise, you can also find me at www.tanyaalberti.com at my website. And I just want to say thank you so much. Much love to you. I can't wait to see you again in the next episode. And meanwhile, just remember that if you have a desire in your heart, it is meant for you. And your true love, your soulmate, is out there waiting. Have an amazing, amazing day. Much love.